This is Danny. Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Oh. For who are you collecting this information for? Hello?
Is this a public opinion survey, sir?
Whose opinion and what are they listening for?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
We definitely will.
Okay. What is your age?
78.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Reducing crime.
Can.
Creating more affordable housing.
Can.
Securing the southern border.
Can.
Lowering taxes.
Can.
Protecting abortion rights.
Zero.
Tackling climate change.
Zero.
Funding for drug and substance abuse program.
Zero.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Can.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Donald Trump.
75.
Republicans in Congress.
10.
Tina Kotek.
Okay, I know who that is. That's over 50.
Janelle Bynum.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Zero.
McDonald's.
Zero.
Democrats in Congress.
Zero.
J.D. Vance.
Oh, 50 because I don't know him.
Kamala Harris.
Zero.
Lori Chavez de Romero.
I don't think I know much about that, so I'll give it a 25.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that it?
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held up today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Romero or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican Lori Chavez.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Is she Republican or Democrat?
Wouldn't be able to tell you, sir. I believe so, Democrat.
Oh, I would vote strictly a Republican after all this mess.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapproved.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Romero is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Well, I'll give her a 60, because I really don't know.
Okay. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Romero led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old devised politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the state houses since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find for practical solutions to our problems and get things done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez with Bermer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican. I don't care if they get. I don't want them to get along. I want to getting along isn't going to change things the way it should be.
Okay. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Romero?
I don't know her. I don't know. I just gave her a 60. I don't know them very well.
Okay.
I don't think she's been in politics long.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be taking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Would this be very convincing as a 10 or not at all convincing as a 0?
Not at all convincing. I think they ought to dismantle the school system as it is now and put them in private schools.
All right, thank you. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Say I'm for it or against it? I didn't hear how I spoke that.
All these questions are just if it's convincing enough or not all convincing. owners company. No,
I'm not. I don't. They don't need anybody putting any checks on Donald Trump or anybody that thinks like him. They need to clear out the whole Democratic and half the Republicans out of office and get back to thinking about the people.
Okay. Thank you. General Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is, the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices by not passing their profits onto workers. So
oh
in
God.
Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair. The fair share.
I say that's bull zero.
Okay. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need.
Zero. That's more BS.
All right, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Romero or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised.
Sure, how much longer is this going to last?
Well,
I don't want to be rude.
I understand.
2 minutes?
Yes, sir. Oh, maybe less. We are 83% complete.
All right. I'm going to work with you here.
Thank you. Lori Chavez de Romero opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. Would this be a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez de Romero isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden.
I want to put a zero on that because I didn't understand where you was going with that, real. But we can move on, though, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican Lori Chavez.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
May you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.